On Midwest Week, time may be running out for the Rock Island County Courthouse. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Hayden, reporter for the Dispatch and Rock Island Argus. Earlier this week, Rock Island County celebrated the opening of the Justice Center Annex. So, Sarah, who's going to work in this building and how soon?
Well, the Annex is effectively going to be the new courthouse. So it does have four new courtrooms, and it has a law library, judges' offices, a lawyer's lounge, conference rooms, detention cells, and there is office space for Rock Island County State's Attorney John McGeehee, the Assistant State's Attorney, Public Defender, and there are offices for the Circuit Clerk Tammy Weikert and her staff. It is three stories and approximately about 46,000 square feet.
Now, currently, all these people work in the courthouse next door, and why are they leaving the courthouse?
The courthouse was deemed unfit according to Illinois State Supreme Court standards. It is not handicapped accessible, ADA compliant. It does have a number of heat and air conditioning issues. There's bad water in the building. It's basically health and life safety issues that has forced everybody to move out. However, Kelly Fisher, who's the Rock Island County Recorder, her office has not been moved. The plan is to ultimately move her and her staff into the county office building, also on 3rd Avenue. However, I understand from talking to Kelly that that space is not ready yet to be moved into. So she and her staff will be in the courthouse for a little while longer. In the meantime, the current historic courthouse is scheduled to be closed on Friday, December 7th at noon, with only Kelly Fisher and her staff remaining in the building. On Monday, it will be the beginning, the opening day of all court activities beginning over in the new annex.
And how soon is demolition a possibility?
Well, there are a number of things going on that could possibly delay demolition. The tentative timeline was that the wrecking ball was supposed to beginning to swing on December 31st. However, I think that construction of the annex took a little bit longer. And before they can demolish the building, they're going to have to abate asbestos. Now, Phil Teal, who's project manager for Gilbane Building Company, who oversaw construction of the annex, and also handled the bids for abatement, demolition, and green spacing of the courthouse, told me that December 13th is the beginning of abatement. But if Kelly Fisher and her staff are still in the courthouse, I don't see how abatement could even be a possibility. They can't even close off portions of that building that's an open rotunda all the way up to the top. And so that's yet to be seen. There is a pending lawsuit by local architect Italo Milani, and that will be heard on Tuesday of next week. So, and Lowe specifically is suing the county board members and the Public Building Commission, challenging them. He's asking for a judicial review of the legality of using bond funds for the purpose of demolition, because the bond money was issued in the first place only for the purpose of construction, not destruction.
Okay, and that was money used by the Public Building Commission, sort of separate from the county board.
True, to build the annex.
Okay.
And there was $1.6 million left over because they didn't put a planned fourth floor on the annex. There were overages in construction involving the caissons and other groundwork that ate up a big part of the budget. So the fourth floor was canceled. Then they had $1.6 million left over. And they decided to use that to demolish the courthouse.
Do we know how soon this Mr. Milani's case is going to be heard in court, or how soon there might be an injunction or anything along those lines?
Well, his case will be heard on Tuesday morning by Judge Conway. And I don't know what the outcome of that will be. So the judge could at that time issue a restraining order on demolition. And other than that, there is one other possibility in the pipeline. I understand that there has been a response from the State Historic Preservation Office, and that is pertaining to a regulatory review that was conducted in 2016. Now, when there's an EPA permit involved with construction, as there was in this case for the issue of stormwater runoff, they have to get a permit from the EPA and they have to pass an historic regulatory review. Now, in that initial review, they did not include demolition of the courthouse. So therefore, I understand that 2016 review has been revoked. So that's a little chink in their plans.
Okay, so that might block demolition for a while or permanently, or who knows?
I understand if the PBC complies, and I don't know why they would not, because this is a state agency and it is Illinois state law, that they are going to require a cultural resource survey and a new regulatory review to be done, and that can take up to 6 months.
Now, some people have suggested alternative uses for the courthouse. I mean, aside from legal challenges and the state historic folks and all that, what possible alternative uses might there be?
Local developer and businessman Joseph Lemon, who we know owns Rock Island's Abbey Station, and he and his family own the Abbey Addiction Treatment Center over in Bettendorf. He has proposed possibly turning that space into offices for attorneys, and that certainly makes sense. Mm-hmm. He said that would be a good space for other businesses. There is a gentleman from Muscatine named Mike Baxter who has proposed turning that into a Rock Island Rapids River Museum. So the building is rather large. There's lots of spaces that could be used in different ways.
And what about money for these projects? Along with these nice ideas, is there money somehow?
You know, Joe Lemon hasn't been specific, but I do know that he's offered to purchase the building. I haven't heard a monetary amount, but I don't feel that the county has even indicated that they're open to accepting an offer.
Now, how about the county board and all this, Sarah? Has it been pretty solidly behind demolition and the new annex and all that stuff, or has it been divided in some way?
Well, I think everyone was in favor of the new annex. That's definitely needed. So there was no getting out of that. And it's a beautiful building, and I think it's going to serve its purpose very well. Now, as far as the vote went for demolition, what that really meant was the county board voted back in July to hand the deed over to the Public Building Commission. But the understanding is that the deed meant giving that over is that the PBC would demolish the courthouse. There were 6 county board members opposed to that vote, and 19 who voted to hand the deed over. So I don't know that it was an even split. I think that they felt that there was no way they could save the courthouse, but I also don't see from them that there was a real good faith effort to solicit private investors. And then there's also the hidden agenda, I feel, that there really was no intent to keep the courthouse all along.
And what do you hear from readers? Are they as evenly split as the county official, some officials in the area, or not? Are they following this closely, do you think?
You know, if there are a lot of proponents for demolition, they're certainly not as loud or as present as the people in favor of keeping the courthouse. They are more vocal. They are more present. They show up at the meetings. They are involved. They're reading the agendas. They're challenging county board members. They're challenging public building commissioners. And that's really what our democracy is about. I really welcome and I really appreciate seeing the involvement. And it's a little discouraging sometimes to see that they are, you know, kind of shut down. You know, the timer goes off. Sorry, public comments are over. And they're shushed and they're reacted to in a way that I don't think is necessary, nor is it productive. We do have some letters to the editor, and there are people making comments here and there, maybe commenting on my stories in favor of demolition. But the reason why they would be in favor is that they feel that it would be a burden on the county financially to keep the building. Well, that wouldn't necessarily be true if you sold it to a private investor, and then that investor, whoever owned the building, would end up paying property taxes and potentially sales taxes for whatever happens in that building. So there's two different arguments here. Save money tearing it down or make money by keeping it. There's two sides to every story.